What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bizarre Junkies Daily Show. I'm so happy you're here with us today. If you were tapped into the Junkies Network, you would have saw that we went live just a little bit ago. So I'm doing the thing. Here's the thing. I'm getting ready for the 24-hour by going live every single day, twice a day. Once on Bizarre Junkies, once on the Junkies Network. But thank you so much to everybody who is here today. Let's see who we got. We got Franny. We got Jenny. We got KL Straight. We got Jay Craig. We got myself, who was actually first. I'm always first, by the way.
You're always first.
I'm always first. Franny thinks he's first, but like secretly, nah. It's me.
He said nah.
How you doing, Tino?
I'm good, man. How about yourself, bro?
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah. It's just it was a jiu-jitsu day, so you know, it takes a little bit out of you, but we're getting back to it. So if this is your first time on The Daily Show, we just go through a couple of things. We're trying to get to 5K. We're at 5,600.
4,600.
Or 4,600. Excuse me. Could you imagine if we just jumped
1,000?
Yeah, I'd be like, God damn. But welcome to, and that's 5,000 on YouTube. Because on Facebook, we're at 100,000 on Facebook.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
I'm very thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for all of you, from viewers like you. Thank you. Anybody in
PBS,
chat remember that?
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I remember that.
I commented that when somebody goes, I can't believe I supported this guy by watching his show. And I go, from viewers like you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're getting closer to the ghost hunt for that coming out. That's coming out not next Friday, but the Friday after. But next Friday, we do have the 24-hour podcast. That is starting at 5 a.m. Friday, April 12th. Goes until 5 a.m. April 13th, Saturday. I will be hosting from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. I get the fun times.
Yeah, Tina. You do. Yeah, you do. That's going to be fun.
Most definitely. Most definitely. All right. So Franny once again has blessed us by providing us with a bunch of content. So this one just says a strange visitor. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm looking at the wrong one. We watched this one yesterday.
We did.
Watch this one. We'll watch it again, though.
Yeah. Spooky one.
Yeah, that thing is creepy. But they think it's fake, so we can pull that down. Let me pull up the right one and not just crap all over all the work. Right. Matthew, what's up? Glad to see you here as well. I saw you in the Junkies chat earlier. Appreciate you. One sec. Okay, I did it wrong, guys. I did it wrong. Franny's doing all the legwork here.
You can't do it wrong, bro. It's your show.
Yeah, I can. What the fuck you mean? Of course I can. According to what we're building here. So Franny has helped us. So we're going to start today off with our TikTok segment. This is a compilation of home hauntings.
Okay, so I've been...
We can full screen this.
...fucking hearing noises again. Fuck. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm gonna turn some fucking lights on because people tell me I need to do that shit, so I'm going to. Fucking.
Yeah, I don't like when he does that.
No, it's just.
What?
What the?
Like the
fuck?
Loudest door
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. WD-40 your door, dude.
He needs it.
Fuck that!
Chick-fil-A is good, Matthew.
Like the caption is help.
That was a little basement. Fucking weird.
Oh yeah, this one's creepy. That's creepy.
Similar to that, the one from yesterday.
Yeah, but that was turned. It was a vibration thing that was happening.
Yeah.
But okay, all right. Well, Hey, those are some spooky things, okay?
Spookiness in the house.
Yes, spookiness in the house. Next one says, is ape water for like liquid death water has D words in it? Probably.
So there's a video floating around where they interview the liquid death employees at the factory. And they admitted that they put curses in the factory while they're making the water. And as you know, when an item is cursed, a person is cursed, that means they're putting demons into it. And so what the curse is meant to do, when the person is drinking it, it's meant to instantly kill the person. So this water should be called instant death, not liquid death. And so most people don't die when they drink this water. It could be because something or someone is protecting the person, right? There have been cases of people dying off this water, actually. And not everyone is protected. They put it right in your face, and people choose to ignore the signs and don't care.
I need proof of that, dude. You can't just say that and then expect me to believe it.
No articles, no context, no nothing.
No nothing, no cookies, no night-night, no blanket, just sleep. Just straight out. So it's this one says, the veil is being lifted. What do you think? I believe these are all camera/video issues. Matthew, that's a good order.
One of the hosts of America's Got Talent posted a photo and people noticed something strange in the background. Looking closely behind her, you can see that some of the members appear to have distorted facial features and on the right side as well, which have led multiple people to believe that this may be an AI-generated crowd to hide their identity or fill it out more.
I would say that's what it is.
That this may be part of the demon face syndrome that some are claiming to have witnessed. Now, obviously, this could just be a glitch in the camera causing people's face to look this way. But I do take into consideration that we've seen multiple glitches in the past that will glitch out a person's face specifically, even though there's other elements around them. And some of these glitches will even target a person's eyes specifically, changing the color of their eye pupil or
eye
pupil shape into a slit. Now, this may sound crazy, but what if there are beings all around us disguised as humans but really aren't? And as people are becoming more aware and spiritually sound, the veil is being lifted and some people are starting to catch this demon syndrome and actually see these beings. Who knows for sure, but I want you to check out a clip of a strange glitch that was caught on TV and let me know what you think about all this in the comments.
Do you see that? Second set of eyes. I'm gonna go back and show it to you. She even looks a little bit shocked, like, what did I just see? I think she saw it too. Here we go. So there it is, the blink. I'm gonna do it in slow-mo now. There we go.
Okay, here's the thing though. Look at the rest of the image. The image is artifacting.
He had eyes in between.
Yeah, I don't think so. That dude would be doing more than being a news anchor if he was a demon.
So explain, what is artifacting?
Artifacting, I don't know the proper term for it, but it's basically like distorting the image. It's like a signal feed thing.
It's like a glitch in their signal feed.
Kinda, but I mean, it's more so of the variety of networking. So this one says these kids are pretending to smack the shit out of ghosts. Oh, I love this one. Obviously, they're like all action.
This man is not afraid of ghosts. They are afraid of him.
Yo.
Yo.
You know, just bop him. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen those ones have been around for a while. But this next one says, this is why you don't touch AM towers. Cool how the sound is converted into audible frequency. That, yeah, I've heard about this and how crazy it is.
This is why you don't want to touch an AM tower and ground yourself.
That's a raw dog.
Okay. Well, never done anything like this before.
Requires that
Jesus,
probably not good for the paint, but we can hear
here requires a bit.
That's why you don't touch a tower.
That affirms that the Catholic, as I try to spell out in the book, and it's
show me the, oh my gosh, yeah, it's the hot dog has disappeared, part of it. Here's another hot dog. Don't stab your fingers.
Ready? Now we're going to try to see if we can cook it. Okay. Not even hot.
At the end of every surgical year.
Dude, damn.
Glizzy FM.
Glizzy
that's
FM.
That's what someone said on there. That's
oh, they crazy. Did. Glizzy FM.
Glizzy FM.
Oh, man. You can catch us on Glizzy FM.
For real.
So this one says some creepy crawlies for arachnophobic fans. Damn.
I say that is that spider bigger than Penelope, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Those worms would eat Penelope.
For real?
Yeah.
The picture made it look... The pictures from yesterday.
Yeah, because it was hella, bigger. Like, close up on... Because she's tiny.
Oh, okay.
It yeah.
Like, it's kind of like zoomed in.
That's definitely unsettling.
That thing is huge.
Yeah. Heavy webbing spider species. All right. No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. This next one says, sometimes being late pays off. Do you believe in fate? That one's always an interesting topic.
What's a coincidence that you think about a lot?
The best coincidence that has ever happened in history happened in 1950 at the Westside Baptist Church, Beatrice, Nebraska. If you've never heard about it, you don't know what you're missing. Every Wednesday, a 15-person choir would meet at 7:15 p.m., have some light conversation, and promptly start practice at 7:20. On this Wednesday in particular, March 1st, 1950, it was a rather chilly day. Reverend Klempel would stop by the church and fire up the furnace before heading home for dinner. At the time he was to head back to practice, his daughter noticed a large food stain on her dress. His wife would have to iron another dress, making them uncharacteristically late for practice. Choir member Herbert Kipf also lost track of time while penning a letter. Choir member Harvey All was trying to get his two boys ready. His wife was out of town, and he was not as good at wrangling his boys as was she, making him late. Ladona Vandergriff was trying to finish her homework and having some difficulty with her geometry. Royina Estes and her sister Sadie were having some car problems and asked the struggling mathematician Ladona if she would pick them up. Pianist Marilyn Paul had fallen asleep after dinner and her mother, the choir director, was having trouble rousing her from her slumber, making them a bit late. High schooler Lucille Jones was absorbed in a radio program, thus making her and her neighbor Dorothy Wood run a little bit behind schedule. Mrs. Leonard Schuster and her daughter had to stop by her mother's house before practice and Mom could be a bit chatty. Member Joyce Black had no excuse for her tardiness. She said she was just feeling plain lazy and didn't want to head out into the cold. Practice was scheduled for 7:20. At 7:27, the church would erupt into a ball of flames fueled by a broken gas pipe. No one inside would survive the blast, but there was no one inside. Each of 15 choir members and two small children, uncharacteristically late for various and sundry reasons. Divine intervention or the greatest coincidence in history? You decide.
I think that's the greatest coincidence in history, but that is interesting because, like, what did happen?
Yeah.
What do you guys think in the chat? You think it was a coincidence? You think it was fate?
Or both?
Or both. I mean, could you have both?
Maybe. Potentially. Who knows? As Thanos would say, it arrives all the same.
Yeah. Well, that ends our TikTok segment for today. We're going to move over to our Reddit segment. Now, as a reminder, we do have a Reddit. It is r/bizarrejunkies. You can join us there and tell us your stories there or even share creepy stuff. True crime, paranormal, cryptids, UFOs, all that stuff. You can share it there. r/bizarrejunkies. But we have some Reddit posts to go over. From the r/paranormal board. It says, my grandmother saw some mysterious people before she died. My grandmother passed away in December 2017. A few weeks before her death, she started seeing some mysterious figures. These figures were not visible to me or my parents. My grandmother said that these were people coming to take her away. She was afraid of them. She told my parents that she was scared of Ram. Does anyone know who these mysterious figures could be? My grandmother was a follower of Hinduism. This one's terrifying. So my grandmother used to see a big guy with horns sitting outside the window. When we used to ask her what he was saying, she used to say that he's here to take her, but I don't want to go. This went on for a week until my grandma died. That's terrifying.
Whoa, right before her death, yep. Too, is kind of crazy.
Saying, I wonder if it looks like this from the Satanic Bible. They're wondering if this is what that lady saw with the horns. This thing is creepy.
Oh, yeah. Loki looks like a diaper wearing on the bottom there.
Jay Cray said maybe they knew the church was going to blow up. Maybe. Who knows? That is the thing. Who knows? Interesting. Yeah, so a lot of these are like just people sharing their similar stories. Mm. So we can go ahead and pull that down. I'm going to pull up the next story. And that is this one, which this just says a bizarre experience. An experience that happened to me and good friend that I've been too afraid to speak about. I have mostly lurked on Reddit for over 10 years now. I just joined this sub to post. I was never a believer in spirits / ghosts, whatever, until something happened to me and my best friend in 2005-2006. We've recently spoke to each other to make sure that it really happened, and it did. We were both so terrified, we didn't speak of it again and drifted away after high school. We both saw a spirit or something while driving down an old, old road between two towns where we both live. It was maybe around 8 to 9 p.m. A woman who was in white, older with blonde / gray hair, was walking along the right lane with a far-off stare on her face. It seemed to come out of nowhere, and I remember swerving to not hit her. I would have hit her, and so I slammed on the brakes. We turned around, ready to get out, and the woman was gone. I looked in the rearview and didn't see anything. I remember being weirdly calm but shocked and both of us crying. It felt like this jolt of energy went through my body, my friend saying the same. Afterwards, we talked about it and got online to search for whatever we could. There were some haunted Indiana sites, and I remember one particular post that mentioned almost the exact same thing happening to someone. Years later, around 2009-2010, I shared the story with some friends at a party when one guy spoke up, flabbergasted, and mentioned the same thing that happened to him when he had his permit and was learning to drive when his father was down the road. I was so terrified, but also relieved to know I'm not crazy. I don't tell anyone about this occurrence anymore due to some girl telling people I was probably going crazy. It happened, and I just wanted to share because it's been eating me up inside for years. Truly terrifying, and I want to believe that others are truthful and not making up some stories, but I guess I have trouble trusting due to mistakenly telling someone to spread crazy rumor about me years ago. There's a lot to unpack there.
For real.
Sounds creepy. There's a motorway in Sydney, Australia, where this frequently happens. I find it fascinating. My husband's witnessed it and refuses to speak about it again. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we can pull that one down and move on to the next one. This one says, the Shadow Cat. Have you seen this creature? I don't know. Interesting.
Whoa. Say the have eyes shadows.
Yeah, the shadows have eyes, maybe.
Oh, the shadows have eyes.
This is a thing I used to see constantly at an old house I lived in. Place was close to, if not 100 years old, on wooded mountain with 2 miles of road each way before a clearing. One's only bound to have some form of a paranormal run-in, and I've had many. Let's just focus on the shadow cat. It usually was in my closet, and I'd see it staring at me when I tried going to sleep or was on my desktop and greased over. Sometimes it would appear on my chest when I woke up. Usually it only appeared on me if it was in sleep if I was in sleep paralysis. My brother says he had seen the same thing once. I don't know why it chose to show itself to me so often, but it didn't seem to be bad or malicious. It still looked horrifying despite intent. I've never got a good look at the body, but the face I remember vividly. Whirlpool eyes that, from what I remember, seemed to have a faint green glow. And the mouth, it was just a hole with teeth lining the inside. Only animal I can compare the mouth to is a lamprey. If snakes or eels creep you out, I wouldn't look that up. Now we're going to. You can pull it down real quick while I look this up.
Or the Alaskan bullworm.
Alaskan bullworm. Ooh! That thing is creepy.
Ooh, wow. Super colorful.
It is. That is terrifying. There's like rows of teeth. There's these teeth, and then there's teeth in here. Oof. I feel like it sounds fake, especially with the fact that I only have a self-made drawing and not a photo, but I can assure you, if you're kind enough to believe me, this creature is as real as things can be are. Too long, didn't read. Shadow cat looks like a demon, but is actually kind of chill. I don't know if this qualifies as not safe for work, but since it's a generally creepy picture, I'll put it under trigger warning.
Yeah, Matthew says it looks like something from Gravity Falls. Do you ever watch that show? It was a Disney Channel show. Like,
I've heard of it. I've just never watched. I've heard it's really good, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a completed shadow entity. Yasmin, welcome in. Contrary to popular belief, they aren't just shadows. Typically, the completed entities differentiate themselves quite a bit compared to other similar entities. The most striking of these differences is the fact they can look like an eldritch otherworldly monster. Oh, excuse me, guys. It's been a long day, but I'm here with you guys, and I'm very happy about it. But it says, but they don't typically harm people. They seem to generally appear in very old houses, places with a lot of emotional energy, or cities with a lot of negative energy. So I'm wondering if Vegas counts as that.
I would say so. I would say it.
Oh, man. What is this? Damn.
Jay Chris, it looks like my cat, and her name is Buttercup.
Yeah, after working in a vet, all the animals with like super sweet names are always the meanest. Like, I remember there was a guy who had 2 pit bulls and or bulldogs, and he brought them in, and they were Homicide and Murder.
Oh.
Nicest dogs you'd ever meet.
Oh, jeez.
Nicest dogs. And then.
But who decided those names?
The owner. You meet the owner, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Wow.
Interesting. All right, we can pull that down.
Yeah, shout out Buttercup.
Yeah, shout out to Buttercup. We appreciate you and love you, Buttercup. Oh, Mari, you no need to apologize for being late. We appreciate you. That was in SpongeBob. Yeah.
The Alaskan bullworm is a SpongeBob reference for sure.
All right, this last one, this is the end of our Reddit segment, says the power of suggestion and influence is a very powerful tool. Some stories that are coincidental. Not the garbage disposal mouth, yeah. So Redditors, what's the creepiest moment that didn't involve a ghost, but you were scared anyways? I'll start with mine. So I was going back to sleep after watching a paranormal video that was fake, but the shaky voice of the girl recording it was very believable. So as I was going back to bed, I felt like the ghost would come out from under my bed like a dark shadow entity and watch me sleep. As I was about to fall asleep after being tired, there was a shake under my bed. Of course, my first thought went back to the video. Scared and confused, I thought to run out of my room. As I stepped my foot off the bed ready to sprint, I realized the floor was shaking as well. It was indeed an earthquake. Not a big one. Thankfully, no life was lost, but I was shaking terribly for a minute or so.
Mm.
Yeah. earthquakes are terrifying. But yeah. Mari, I hope you've been doing well. We're all doing good here. We're just chilling, hanging out.
Reading about some spooky stuff.
Yeah. Pitbull dogs are nice. They're nice. I have a pit at home. Her name is Midnight.
That's a cool name.
She's kind of dumb.
Oh.
this one says, I got a new coat rack and started putting my clean chef coats on it and my hat. It was in my living room by the door. After working doubles on a long holiday weekend, I fell asleep on the couch after I bought dinner. Woke up to what looked like a 6-foot man standing in my living room, backlit by someone's headlights outside. Scared the living crap out of myself. Especially terrifying because a few years earlier, I'd seen a 7-foot shadow thing walk across my bedroom. Damn. Crazy. Well, let's go to Bizarre Junkies to see if we have anything new in the Reddit there. I know I've posted some things. Oh, we have
what's that?
We have somebody post some. Lin Chi, a Chinese billionaire who helped produce Netflix's hit Three Body Problem, was poisoned to death. Yes, this is what we were talking about. Lawyers sentenced to death for poisoning Lin Chi. Multiple others were also poisoned without fatal consequence. Wait, so the lawyer did it?
Whoa. How recent was that poisoning? It had to have been recent. We were just talking about that show.
Wow.
Now I gotta find it. I gotta watch it.
Yeah. Three Body I think Franny's watching it. But thank you to who posted that in the Reddit? Jules Suri, thank you for that.
Jules Suri.
Oh, I posted this one this morning. Had a brief encounter and sighting a Bigfoot while driving. Oh. Excuse me, everybody. I apologize for that. Yo.
What is that right there?
What?
Oh, you have to go back.
Yep.
You have to go back.
That could be a sign.
Mm. Oh, like a...
Mari, thank you for sharing the Reddit. Appreciate you more than you know.
It's just like a... What do they call them? This, yeah, like a statue.
Like a, or no, like a road sign.
Oh, yeah. But in the shape of a Sasquatch.
Oh, my gosh. What is that right there?
Maybe the like moves are... What do you guys think? Is that a Bigfoot? Let's rewind it a little bit. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then I posted this one the other day. It says, unusual photo asking for any help in explaining this scary story or scary photo. Ah, it was removed. Look at that. That's creepy.
What is that? It's a scarecrow or something?
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Wow.
It looks like a mimic of the kid.
It kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, like here.
Mm-hmm.
But then the little
like that, like the jacket, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I mean, it's like the same height as him, too.
Okay, so people are just thinking that it's somebody is there, but the camera didn't focus right.
Mm.
Oh, God, Mari. My mom sends me a lot of conspiracy theories, but it's usually about celebs. Would that be of any... I mean, sure, why not?
Yeah. Celebrities got some stuff
going on,
too.
Some creepy shit going
on.
For
sure.
Yeah. I think we can pull that down. But, yeah, so definitely start posting in the Reddit, guys. I'll post there as well. I try to post as often as I can. But also in our Discord server, which you can find in the link down below. But this one was kind of a short show. Really ramping up for the 24 hour, which is next Friday. Tino, are you going to be here for that?
I think so. Next Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be doing any shows. You'll probably just be helping, but...
Hell yeah.
It's fun. You just see how long you can last. Last year I did it. I stayed up for like 28 hours because I had to be here a couple hours early and then had to get home.
Well, I'll have to bring a couple Celsius if I'm doing it.
Oh, dude, we'll have everything here. We'll have Red Bull, Celsius.
Mm. Yeah.
Narcotics.
If I get... Oh, all right, well...
No.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll watch from afar.
Yeah. Mari, thank you again so much for posting. Can we get W's in the chat for Mari? Mari's been a huge help to the channel lately. I am actually very appreciative of her. And shout out to Franny as well. Without Franny, these live streams would be very difficult to do every single day. So let's get some W's in the chat for Mari and for Franny. They are the OGs and they are the real ones.
Shouts out Mari and Franny.
Yes. I'll let that. I know we're in a bit of a delay, so I'll let that get there. But yeah, so the ghost hunt, I've been editing it. I've been finding all the good, juicy moments, which is a lot. There's a lot of good stuff in it. I need a Celsius from Michigan. Thank you for your support, Jay Cray. Shouting everybody out. Once again, you can become a YouTube member for as little as 99 cents a month, and you get access to special content, such as interviews from the ghost hunt, documents from the ghost hunt, and director's cuts of the first ghost hunt, which is out. And there'll probably be extra content on there as well for the new one. So, yeah. Hey, Caden. Caden Marujo. Shouting out Mari and Franny. Appreciate you, Caden. But yeah, so I think that's going to be the show today. It's a little short one, a little 30-minuter. We'll be live again tomorrow at 2:30, I believe, is when we'll be live again. Yes, tomorrow at 2:30 we will be live. So mark your calendars. I hope to see everybody again tomorrow. Make sure to follow us on X, which is, I guess, Twitter.
Yeah.
X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Follow us at Facebook. Follow us on everything. So you don't miss anything bizarre in the future. But I just wanted to make a kind of a... Damn, Franny said Caden should buy her husband dinner. Maybe Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Maybe Chick-fil-A?
Definitely get some Chick-fil-A in there.
Definitely. So, but yeah, so I want to say thank you to everybody for always being here every single day. I enjoy doing these because I know it brings joy to you guys. But yeah, Mari, we'll be on a little earlier tomorrow. I have to try to get in wherever there's room in the schedule because this studio gets booked out. We have two rooms in here and they both get booked out. But yeah, so I want to say thank you again to everybody. Tino, thank you again for all your help every day.
Of course, man.
We really appreciate having you on. And until next time, everybody, stay bizarre.